You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Welcome to Midlife Side Quest Game of the Year Edition, an entire week of episodes discussing the best games of 2022. Each day we'll be counting down my top five games of the year, as well as giving out some other honors and accolades for video games that kept us all entertained throughout the year. If you haven't yet subscribed to the show, please take a moment to do so, and I would also love to hear your feedback, which you can do by leaving a review wherever you're listening to today's episode. Also, if you'd like to chat, you can find me at Twitter at MidlifeSQ. So if you're new to the show or don't know me from my previous shows, you might not know what to expect from my Game of the Year episodes. So I thought I'd give you a glimpse into my gaming tastes by telling you the kind of games I usually enjoy, and also giving you a look back at the previous games that I chose for Game of the Year. Typically, I gravitate towards single-player games mostly, although I do occasionally jump into some co-op and multiplayer games, especially if it's split-screen or couch co-op, which allows me to play with my wife and my kids. I also enjoy everything from obscure indies to the biggest AAA games. But the things that draw me in the most are great stories and world-building. So I began covering games in 2014, and I'll quickly run through the games that I chose each year since then as my top picks. In my first year, I chose Mario Kart 8, which was the pinnacle of a series that I've loved since childhood. In 2015, I picked Life is Strange, which remains one of my all-time favorites for its great characters, interesting story, and narrative branches, which allowed me to dictate how the story went. In 2016, it was Firewatch, a beautiful and haunting game which follows a man running from his past and landing headfirst in a mystery and a relationship with a woman who is just a voice on the other end of a walkie-talkie. In 2017, it was, without hesitation, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, which is still my favorite game of all time and is the absolute peak of open-world design. 2018 brought Red Dead Redemption 2, another stunning open-world game which featured one of the best stories ever told in gaming. Then in 2019, I picked Outer Wilds, a remarkable achievement in game design and storytelling, which was initially a bit tough to get into, but the more I played it, the more I was blown away. 2020 was The Last of Us Part 2, which was a powerhouse of incredible storytelling and tense action. And then last year, my game of the year was It Takes Two, one of the greatest co-op games of all time, and one with a surprisingly heartwarming story. So that brings you up to date on the kind of games that I enjoy and the games that I have picked for Game of the Year. So let's jump right into this year and kick things off with my number five pick of 2022 and a few other honorable mentions. So on each episode this week, we're going to start off by passing out a pair of awards to recognize games that didn't make my top five, but were fantastic nonetheless. And we're kicking things off with the best game that had me second-guessing everything that I did. And that award goes to The Quarry from Supermassive Games. This spiritual successor to Until Dawn finds a group of teen campers trapped at their lodge while a mysterious creature attempts to pick them off one at a time. Like Until Dawn, your decisions will dictate who lives and who dies, and it isn't always clear what the consequences of your actions will be, meaning that I was constantly second-guessing even the most mundane of decisions. Like, if I flirt with Ryan, will that create a chain reaction resulting in Caitlin having her head ripped off by a horrible monster? It's a fantastic game, but holy cow, is it not the best experience for those with anxiety. Next up is the award for Best Co-op Game, which goes to Escape Academy from Coin Crew Games. While this escape room simulator isn't technically a co-op game, meaning you aren't controlling the game simultaneously with somebody else, it is a blast to play with friends or family and pass the controller around while helping each other solve the game's puzzles. There's a story that revolves around a school for gifted escapists or something, but it's all about the puzzles, and the game creates some super fun scenarios to escape. They also recently dropped some new DLC if you've played the main game and are itching for more. That brings us to my top five games of 2022, and today's entry is number five. To be honest, it was a bit tricky coming up with this list because there was no runaway winner, and any of the games on this list could have ended up at number one. But somebody has to be first, and somebody has to be fifth. And my pick for the number five game of 2022 is Disney's Dreamlight Valley. Developer Gameloft took the popular Animal Crossing formula and improved on it while injecting a heavy dose of Disney nostalgia, which made for a fabulous combination and making it one of my most played games of the year. I spent dozens of hours customizing my valley by unlocking new homes for the characters, crafting new objects to decorate with, and taking part in a variety of activities from farming to cooking to fishing. By removing many of the barriers that other games in the genre have placed on fleshing out your world, it made for a much, much more satisfying and streamlined experience. And slowly building this community of iconic characters has been so much fun. Characters like Mickey and the gang, Merlin, Moana, Ariel, the cast of Frozen. And they've added more since the launch, like Scar from Lion King, Buzz and Woody from Toy Story, and Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. The possibilities are endless for the great expansions that they could add to Dreamlight Valley. Movies like Encanto, Zootopia, Wreck-It Ralph, Turning Red, they've all got such great characters that will hopefully make their way into the game eventually. And as long as they do, this game will stay on my playlist for quite a long time. It's one of the best and biggest surprises of the year. And that's why it's my number five game of 2022. Featured more than just great games, so each episode this week I'm also going to tell you about one of my favorite things of the year that is not a video game. I do some things that are not video games. Starting with the HBO original series Our Flag Means Death. This show stars Rhys Darby and, Taika Waititi as the unlikely romantic interests gentleman pirate Steed Bonnet and Blackbeard. The show features a great cast, fantastic comedy, and plenty of heart. It is also one of the most queer positive and diverse casts I've probably ever seen on television. Season 1 is available to watch now, and season 2 recently finished filming, so it should be out sometime this year on HBO Max. Second today is the album Impera from Swedish rock band Ghost. I was originally hesitant to listen to Ghost due to the death metal label put on them and their weird costumes, but don't let that deter you if you like good rock music. It has been the album I've listened to most this year, and it's a great mix of gothic metal and stadium rock. It's very theatrical. And after you listen to their latest, go back and listen to their previous album, which might be even better. Truly one of the most interesting rock bands in recent memory. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife SideQuest. I hope you tune in tomorrow for more Game of the Year goodness. And you can catch new episodes every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, if you enjoyed the show, please subscribe and leave a review. And you can follow the show on Twitter or Hive, where we go by Midlife SQ. Until next time, be well and keep playing.